ただいまから放送によるリスニングテストを行います。リスニングテストは1番の A、B、C の問題です。それぞれの問題は2度繰り返します。聞きながらメモを取っても構いません。では A の問題に入ります。ナンバー1からナンバー3にはそれぞれあ、い、う、えの4つの図があります。今からナンバー1からナンバー3まで英語で質問します。それぞれの質問に対する答えとして最も適当なものをあ、い、う、えから1つ選び記号で答えなさい。では始めます。
Number one. Ken is going to play tennis after school. What will he use?
繰り返します。
Ken is going to play tennis after school. What will he use?
Number two. Ken wants something hot to eat because it's very cold today. What will he get?
繰り返します。
Ken wants something hot to eat because it's very cold today. What will he get?
Number three. Ken goes to school by train. He needs to take a train for about an hour, so he always takes something to read in his bag. What does Ken always have in his bag when he goes to school?
繰り返します。
Ken goes to school by train. He needs to take a train for about an hour, so he always takes something to read in his bag. What does Ken always have in his bag when he goes to school?
B の問題に入ります。留学生のジムと陽子の対話を聞いて答える問題です。ナンバーワンからナンバーフォーまでそれぞれの対話の後で、その内容について英語で質問します。それぞれの質問に対する答えとして、最も適当なものを、あ、い、う、えから一つ選び、記号で答えなさい。では始めます。
Number one. Can you speak Japanese, Jim?
No, I can't. But my father can.
質問します。
Can Jim speak Japanese?
繰り返します。
Number one. Can you speak Japanese, Jim?
No, I can't. But my father can.
質問します。
Can Jim speak Japanese? Number two.
What did you do last night, Yoko?
I watched TV from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock.
質問します。
How long did Yoko watch TV last night?
繰り返します。
Number two.
What did you do last night, Yoko?
I watched TV from 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock.
質問します。
How long did Yoko watch TV last night?
Number 3. Did you play tennis last Sunday, Jim?
No, I didn't. I wanted to play with my friends, but it started raining.
I hope it will be sunny next Sunday.
質問します。
Why didn't Jim play tennis last Sunday?
繰り返します。
Number three. Did you play tennis last Sunday, Jim?
No, I didn't. I wanted to play with my friends, but it started raining.
I hope it will be sunny next Sunday.
質問します。
Why didn't Jim play tennis last Sunday?
Number 4. Let's do our homework in my house tomorrow morning, Jim.
All right, Yoko. I'll come at 9 o'clock.
I think it's too early. Come to my house at 10 o'clock.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
質問します。
What time will Jim go to Yoko's house?
繰り返します。
Number 4. Let's do our homework in my house tomorrow morning, Jim.
All right, Yoko.I'll come at 9 o'clock.
I think it's too early. Come to my house at 10 o'clock.
Okay, see you tomorrow.
質問します。
What time will Jim go to Yoko's house?
C の問題に入ります。今からブラウン先生のスピーチとそれに対する英語の質問を放送します。京子のメモはブラウン先生のスピーチを聞いて京子がその内容をまとめたものです。英文を聞いて京子のメモのあ、い、うには適当な日本語や数字を入れ、絵には下線部に適当な英語を書き入れ、質問に対する答えを完成させなさい。では、始めます。
Hello, everyone. Today, I want to tell you an important thing. A student from America is going to visit our school on September 20th. His name is Jack Smith. He is 15 years old, and he is going to stay in Japan for 6 months. He is interested in Japanese sports.He wants to join the kendo team at school. Of course, you can talk with him if you are not a member of the kendo team. He also likes watching baseball games on weekends. I hope that many of you speak to him and make friends with him. Thank you for listening.
質問します。
What does Jack like to do on weekends?
Hello, everyone. Today, I want to tell you an important thing. A student from America is going to visit our school on September 20th. His name is Jack Smith. He is 15 years old,And he is going to stay in Japan for 6 months. He is interested in Japanese sports. He wants to join the kendo team at school. Of course, you can talk with him if you are not a member of the kendo team. He also likes watching baseball games on weekends. I hope that many of you speak to him and make friends with him.Thank you for listening.
質問します。
What does Jack like to do on weekends?
これでリスニングテストを終わります。